The Columbus Crew today made the biggest trade in the franchise 21-year history. The club this morning traded its best player, striker Kai Kamara, after an argument and some harsh comments about a teammate. Joining me this afternoon is Thomas Bradley. He's the co-host of WOSU's sports show, After the Score. Thomas, take us back to last Saturday when this argument occurred.
Yeah, this whole thing started when the Columbus Crew SC were awarded a penalty kick, which is one of the easiest goals to convert in all of soccer. And an elite player at any level should be able to convert a penalty kick most of the time. The issue came down on Saturday when Kai Kamara wanted to take a penalty kick that Frederico Higuain was normally supposed to take. The two players generally trade off taking turns on penalty kicks, and Kai Kamara had taken the last. The issue here is that Kai Kamara already had two goals on the day, and he wanted that third goal to complete his hat trick. A kind of childish argument ensued on the field where Frederico Higuain was like, it's my turn to take the penalty kick, but Kai Kamara ultimately wanted to do it. Frederico Higuain ended up taking the penalty kick, and it seemed to be resolved on the field right there.
So an on-field argument is bad enough, but things got even worse after the game, right?
Well, that penalty kick put the Crew up 4-1 against the Montreal Impact, which is a big lead in soccer. The problem was the game ended in a tie at 4-4 at home. And Kai Kamara kind of went off after the game to local reporters, saying that he doesn't need Higuain to score goals and that there's not a lot of team play and that he's the best player out there. And that didn't sit well with management. That didn't sit well with the coach. And it ended up being a one-game suspension because of his comments, and that ultimately led to his trade today.
Well, it probably didn't land well with his teammates either. He was, though, the Crew's best player. So just how good was he?
He was the Crew's best goal scorer and the best goal scorer they've had in a while. He was a finalist for the Major League Soccer's Most Valuable Player Award, led the Crew to the final against the Portland Timbers, where they did lose. He's a great goal scorer. He can be compared to like a Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets. When they traded him away, the Blue Jackets' scoring fell off. Or a Ryan Johansson. He's a franchise-type player, but he does have his issues getting along with teammates.
Well, when teams trade a disgruntled superstar, they usually don't get the full value in return. What did the Crew get for Kamara?
I think the Crew did okay in what they got. They got two draft picks, a 2017 first-round draft pick and a 2018 second-round draft pick. But most importantly, they got money and space to sign another international player. Preseason, Kai Kamara had held out for a salary in excess of $1 million. So they'll also unload that salary to the New England Revolution.
Well, the Crew surprised a lot of people last season by making it all the way to the MLS, the final. Does this mean that the Kamara trade put them back into a rebuilding mode this year?
I don't know if they're in a rebuilding mode because of the trade. They had struggled at the beginning of the season this year to put together wins, to score goals, and to put themselves at the top of the MLS. Once you make the MLS finals, you're generally regarded as one of the better teams, and you're going to get everyone's best shot week to week. I don't know that they're rebuilding. I think they'll still make the playoffs. I think they still have production all across the board, but this definitely did not help. I think the Crew will make a big transfer signing once it opens up again in July, and they'll use that international slot to help the team into the playoff push.
WOSU's Thomas Bradley from the sports show After the Score. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marilyn.